Welcome to the Dissertation in 90 Days podcast, a special place where we turn academic challenges into achievable goals. I'm your host, Dr. J, and today we're diving into an incredibly relevant and practical topic, translating literature reviews into practice. Now, I know the words literature review can bring up a mix of feelings, excitement, maybe a bit of apprehension, but mostly curiosity about how these extensive reviews can be effectively used in your work. Our goal in this episode is simple yet ambitious: to provide you with clear, practical guidance on how to take the rich insights from literature reviews and apply them directly to your work as practitioners. Whether you're knee-deep in research papers, starting your dissertation journey, or a seasoned academic, this episode is crafted to help you transform theoretical knowledge into practical strategies. So, let's get started and make the most out of the academic treasure trove that is your literature review. I'm thrilled to jump into today's topic, the importance of literature reviews. Let me start with a quick story that I believe many of you can relate to. A few years back, I was working on my own research. I found myself surrounded by stacks of articles, books, and papers. It felt like a mountain of information, and honestly, a bit overwhelming. But here's the thing, that mountain was a gold mine. It was through those literature reviews that I discovered the gaps in existing research and identified how my work could contribute something new. So, why are literature reviews so crucial? They're not just a formality or a box to tick off in your research journey. Think of them as the backbone of your dissertation. They give context to your work, showing where your research fits in the grand scheme of things. Literature reviews do more than just summarize existing knowledge. They offer a critical analysis of what's been done before. This analysis is what sets the stage for your research. It helps you identify trends, debates, and gaps in the field. It's like having a map when you're exploring a new city. Without it, you might miss out on hidden gems, or worse, get completely lost. By thoroughly understanding the existing literature, you're laying down a solid foundation. This foundation isn't just for writing a compelling dissertation, it's also essential for any practical application of your research. It ensures that your work is relevant, significant, and most importantly, a meaningful contribution to your field. In short, literature reviews are more than a starting point. They're a critical tool that shapes the direction, relevance, and impact of your research. Let's embrace this process and see where it leads us on our academic journey. All right, let's dive into the next segment of our journey on Dissertation in 90 Days. We're talking about identifying key findings in a literature review. Now, why is this important? Imagine you're a chef trying to create a new dish. You wouldn't just throw random ingredients into the pot, right? You'd pick the best, the ones that really bring out the flavors you're aiming for. That's what identifying key findings in your literature review is like. It's about finding those golden nuggets of information that will give your research that special flavor. So, how do you do it? First off, start with a clear question or objective. What exactly are you looking to find out? This focus will be your guide. As you read through articles and papers, ask yourself, does this information answer my question? Does it add something new or valuable? Next, let's talk about practical tips. Skim through abstracts, introductions, and conclusions first. These sections usually contain the crux of the research. Keep an eye out for trends, patterns, and importantly, contradictions in the findings. These are often where the most valuable insights lie. And don't forget about tools and techniques that can help. Use digital libraries and databases to search for specific keywords related to your topic. Tools like Mendeley or Zotero can be lifesavers for organizing your references and notes. They also make it easier to revisit and analyze your collected data. Remember, identifying key findings isn't about collecting as much information as possible. It's about finding the right information, the kind that adds depth and value to your research. Think of it as assembling the pieces of a puzzle to reveal a bigger picture. With patience and a bit of strategy, those key findings will start to jump out at you, shaping the direction and success of your research. Let's keep those research gears turning and uncover the insights that await us. All right, focusing on organizing your findings. So, you've gathered a wealth of information from your literature review. Now it's time to make sense of it all. This is where a systematic approach is crucial. It's like having a well-organized toolbox where each tool has its specific place and purpose. A great way to start is by using thematic categorization or synthesis. Imagine you're sorting through a collection of photographs. You group them based on similar themes, such as family events, vacations, or personal milestones. Similarly, in your research, you categorize findings into themes or topics that relate to your research question. But how do you create a structured framework for these findings? Here's some practical advice. Highlight key points. As you read through your literature, highlight or jot down the main points. These are the building blocks for your thematic categories. Create categories. Based on these key points, start forming categories. Each category should represent a significant theme or idea in your research. Arrange logically. Arrange these categories in a logical order. This could be chronological, based on the development of ideas over time, or thematic, grouping similar concepts together. Link categories. Look for connections between categories. How do they relate to each other? This will help create a cohesive narrative in your dissertation. Review and refine. Finally, review your categorized findings. Make sure each category is clear and contains relevant information. Don't hesitate to refine and adjust as needed. Remember, the goal is to transform a heap of individual findings into a coherent, well-structured framework. This organization will not only enhance the clarity of your dissertation, but also make the writing process more manageable. So let's get those findings organized and pave the way for a compelling dissertation. Our next segment is all about turning theory into practice, a crucial step for all practitioners. Have you ever wondered how the theories you read about in those countless papers and articles can be applied in real-life situations? Bridging this gap between theory and practice is like decoding a recipe book. You have all these great recipes, theories, but the real magic happens when you start cooking, practicing. The importance of adapting research findings to real-world scenarios cannot be overstated. It's one thing to understand a concept in theory, it's another to apply it effectively in practice. This application is where your research truly comes to life and makes a tangible impact. Let's look at some examples to illustrate this. Imagine a study on effective teaching methods. In theory, certain strategies might seem perfect, but when a teacher applies these methods in a classroom, they might need to tweak them based on the student's needs and responses. This adaptation is the essence of turning theory into practice. Or consider a case study in organizational behavior. A company might implement new leadership techniques based on recent research. The theory suggests these techniques will boost employee morale and productivity. However, the company needs to adapt these strategies to fit its unique culture and team dynamics. Here's some advice for making this leap. Understand the context. Every practical scenario is different. Understand the specific circumstances you're dealing with before trying to apply theoretical concepts. Start small. Test theories on a small scale before implementing them broadly. This allows you to make adjustments based on real-world feedback. Be flexible. Be prepared to modify theoretical concepts to better fit practical realities. Flexibility is key. Gather feedback. Collect feedback from those affected by the application of these theories. This feedback is invaluable for refining your approach. Reflect and adapt. Continuously reflect on the outcomes and be willing to adapt your approach. Learning from experience is a critical part of this process. Remember, the goal is to use academic research to inform and improve real-world practices. By bridging the gap between theory and practice, you're not only validating your research, but also contributing to the field in a meaningful way. Our next segment covers a crucial aspect of research: maintaining ethical considerations. When applying research findings, it's vital to tread ethically. This is like being a responsible citizen in the world of academia. Ethical practice isn't just a good habit, It's a cornerstone of credible research. Always remember to give credit where it's due. Proper attribution and citation are not just formalities. They're acknowledgments of someone else's hard work and ideas. Just like you wouldn't want someone else to take credit for your efforts, extend the same courtesy to fellow researchers. Encourage responsible practice when translating literature reviews into action. Every decision, citation, and conclusion in your work should reflect a commitment to integrity and respect for the work of others. Let's set a standard for ethical excellence in our academic endeavors. Now, moving to segment 7, evaluating the impact. Evaluating the impact of your implemented research findings is like a gardener assessing the growth of planted seeds. You need to see what's flourishing and what's not. This evaluation is essential. It tells you if your efforts are making the intended difference. But how do you measure impact? Well, it depends on your field and the nature of your research. However, there are common metrics and tools that can help. Surveys, feedback forms, performance indicators, and comparative analysis are all useful in gauging impact. These tools can provide quantitative and qualitative insights into how well your findings are being applied. Now, what if the results aren't what you expected? That's okay. Research is a learning process. Use these evaluation results to make informed adjustments. Perhaps a strategy needs tweaking, or an approach needs rethinking. The key is to be open to learning and adapting. Remember, the goal is not just to implement findings, but to make a meaningful impact with them. By evaluating this impact, you're completing a critical loop in the research process. So let's embrace this phase with the same enthusiasm and rigor we've applied throughout our research journey. And here we are at the end of another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's quickly recap the key points. First, we discussed how literature reviews are not merely the starting point, but the roadmap guiding your entire research journey. Second, we emphasized the importance of identifying key findings and systematically organizing them, which sets the stage for effective application. Third, we explored turning theory into practice, which involves adapting your findings to real-world scenarios and being open to learning and adjusting as you go. Fourth, we covered the active process of implementing findings, emphasizing the need for a well-thought-out plan and flexibility. Fifth, we highlighted the non-negotiable nature of ethical considerations and proper citation in maintaining the integrity of your work. Sixth, we talked about the crucial role of evaluating the impact of your research to understand its effectiveness and make necessary adjustments. Remember, translating literature reviews into practice is a vital skill for any practitioner. Your experiences and insights in this journey are invaluable, and we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share your stories and feedback. Before I sign off, a special note for those of you diligently working on your dissertations. Be sure to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is packed with insights and strategies, and you can download it at writerser.com/playbook. It might just be the resource you need to propel your academic journey forward. Thank you again for joining me today. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of your research and turning your academic goals into real-world achievements.